We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go. Let's go. Madam President, what else you got on the, what happened at the meeting yesterday?
Okay, and some other things were introduced. One was to designate Griffin Street between MLK and Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King Boulevard and Jefferson Street Northwest is Honorable Ivy Lee Young Jr. Way.
That's very appropriate.
Ordinance to do something to involve the processes within the MPUs. I'm not quite sure what's in that.
Let's talk about that a little bit. The MPU oversight really rests with the planning department. These little MPUs have really gotten to be something else. They kick people out. They bar people. They call the police on people. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, some of them, I can understand why it happens. But let's not go there because we'll be there forever. We'll talk about it more when we.
All right, boy, I love this whole bit of inclusion kind of thing. But that
yeah, but you can't include people who are, if you're totally unruly.
I got that. But if I just disagree with your position and make it known,
okay.
Does that subject mean to be.
No, but if you. A disruptive meeting, maybe.
So you
Let's
know some
go
disruptive
on.
People. Look at the president. She won't just run on. She won't talk.
Uh-uh.
All right, go
a
right.
Building, establishing a building permit waiver program for private sector entities who pursue affordable housing development, and also resolution to the General Assembly of Georgia asking them to repeal their prohibition on our ability to control regulating rent to be charged for privately owned single-family or multi-unit residential.
All right, so property. Y'all want to put in rent control? Let's go back to the one that talks about ordinance authorizing the establishment of building permit. If you have the city council given a functional definition to what it think affordable housing is, because people can say 20% of AMI, 80% of AMI.
Right.
Have you all really looked at this market? And probably in CD committee or some committee.
I think CD
to talk about what affordability should look like in the city.
Right, and they have. And I don't know if our code has specific ones, but you know it's affordable housing, there's workforce housing.
Certainly.
And then the ones that we're really concentrating on are those that are below 50% or below area median
See,
income.
People don't even understand what that means, but
people,
what we're talking about is how low does that get the rent? Because the area median income in Atlanta now is just atrocious.
It would have to be anywhere between $600 and $800.
Yeah, that's the only thing that people can afford. And that's even a lot for service workers. You're making $750 an hour, whatever minimum wage is.
Right.
That's a swing. But now you can't. Ain't nobody you can find in Atlanta that's $650, $700 unless you. They have to issue you a pistol when you get your key.
Okay. Well, and we'll discuss more of these more in depth when they get to discussing it. I'm ready to answer some questions or hear from the citizens about 2020. What's your vision for 2020 and beyond?
Now, any of these, I know a couple of these on before we got started. Anybody want to talk to? Oh, Lord, the Flavor King won't talk.
Okay, Mr. King.
Let's go to Flavor
Happy
King.
New Year.
Happy.
God
Flavor
bless
King.
God bless
you.
City Council, President, Queen of Transparency, Felicia Moore.
All right.
And still the people's champion, freedom fighter, Brother Derek Bowden.
Bless you, Flavor King. Vision for this year, what do you want to see coming out of City Hall, out of President's office in general?
That's a good question that I'm not ready to answer right now.
Okay.
But I called for one specific reason. And I'm so glad Richard Rose called in before I did, because everybody that know me was ready to hear me and you go at it today, because I'm going to show up in the morning and put your name on that ballot to speak, because we know when you speak, you know, the rest of them, they get down. But I'm just saying, it ain't going to be nobody got down there like you, Derek Bowman. We need you to represent. And that's what I was calling for, really, to get you down there.
I done told you now, if the Lord wake me up now. I'm coming.
I got your phone number, Kaka. I mean,
Now, if I make it through the night, now I'm coming, because I think these issues are very important, man. when you look at, and my lament really is, you know, is that this city is getting to the point where poor and oppressed people just can't live here. And it's issues like this. Politics, I tell people all the time, politics is about public policy. It ain't whether I like you. It is not whether or not we've been friends for 40 years. Rob Pitch and I are friends. We served together on the city council. But when you vote with the Republicans from the north side to discontinue a program that is helping people because you say y'all can't figure out how to do the paperwork, that's a problem for me. That's a problem for me. And so, yes, I'm going to get up, put on one of my good suits and come down there and just tell it like it is. Because we – see, I support Felicia Moore because Felicia Moore is conscientious. She do her homework. I support other folks on the city council because they do their homework. But I'm just not inclined to be down here supporting you. When you look like us, you know what the needs of our communities are, and you go and vote with folks who really don't care about us one way or the other. I'm not going to sit down and be quiet. And to be silent on these issues is to be on the side of those who are trying to oppress us. And so I will be there tomorrow. Now, y'all know I do not like getting up that early, so I'm going to set my alarm clock. I'm going home tonight. I'm not going to stop by $2 Tuesday. I'm going straight home so that I won't let the margarita and chicken wing keep me from getting up in the morning. But I'll see you tomorrow, Flavor King.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I wanted, DB, to make sure you was going to be on deck and we had to argue about it or whatever.
No, brother, look here. One thing you ain't never going to have to argue with me about is whether or not I love poor and oppressed people, black, white, or whatever color. If you are in the margins, you ain't gonna ever find an argument with me as to whether I support you. If I don't show up, it's either because I'm physically not able, out of town, or just flat out sick.
Okay, right? But DB, you ain't just showing up. You have to speak.
All right, we got you. We got
you. I ain't got no bond money, but I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, the one thing y'all do know by now is I am not afraid of going to jail. That is not something that terrorizes me.
And why we need you down there, dude. Right. We love you.
Love you,
too,
back,
Felicia.
Man.
All right, love
y'all.
You back.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. 448-922-2703. 2020, new decade, redistricting, all kind of stuff going to be going on at City Hall, you know. And you tell us what some of the things we need to be on the lookout for.
Well, I mean, certainly we are still trying to shed ourselves of
all
the,
of that.
All
people
the corruption.
Still going to jail every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, and
like
so I just hope that this year, not the whole decade, this year, that we clear that out.
Yeah, well, let me just say this. Even in spite of everything that's going on, I like this city council. I know it don't sound like it a lot of times. They've stayed away from controversy and stayed away from a whole bunch of just backbiting and other stuff that we see in other cities. And they seem to work somewhat together. Maybe they work together too much. I don't know. But the problem ain't with the city council.
No, I think the city council is doing fine.
Yeah, they're doing good. 448-922-2703. Look, we'll be back and let the city council president wrap up. Then we'll go back to our calls. If y'all got questions for her, 404-892-2703. You kind of left to kind of push it, but we know the president exercises a tremendous amount of influence over the council.
Well, my number one priority is to get the inspector general position created. Now, I authored legislation that was introduced by Ms. I, and we've already created, the council's already passed, and is partially funded for independent compliance office.
And that is above ethics office. That is above
not above.
Law department.
It's in addition to.
I'm just saying. In addition.
And they will be the ones that would be able to make sure people follow the charter and the code, essentially, and ding them if they don't. And so that position is already created. The mayor then had her task force, and so everything kind of got put on hold. And their task force said they wanted a
but they've issued
inspector
their report.
General.
They've
the inspector general is exactly the same as the compliance office.
Yeah.
With a few tweaks, make the tweaks. I put out a letter to the council and the mayor a month after the report, and I heard absolutely nothing. We need to get it done.
How much is in the budget? What would the office cost?
Well, initially I said about $1.4 million.
Okay.
To make sure you have the position funded, you get a good person, as well as have staff and investigators.
Right. And you want them to investigate y'all?
I want them to investigate not just the elected officials, but this will be city government in general, as well as those who do business with the city, to make sure that we are complying with the law. We have had many instances, and that's why people are going to jail. They're not complying with the law.
Yeah, they're going to steal. Look, you can have an inspector general. They steal from the police department. So,
Not saying that it will stop people, but I'm saying it will hold people accountable.
Legislative session open in about a week.
Yes.
What is on the legislative agenda? Well, what are y'all trying to say?
My eyes are going to be on making sure that we keep thwarting any effort to take over control either of the asset and or the authority from the council over the airport.
That's a big fight.
It is a big fight, and now that you're having more guilty pleas and sentencing, and I'm sure there'll probably be others that come out as
and they use that as a pretext, though.
Oh, of course.
Because they're stealing like Robin Hood from over at the state too.
And there's not a government
turnaround man under because they got inspector general who they got looking at him. Gave all kind of contractor friends and everybody else, and so that's just a pretext. But the Republican who has a majority now,
right? That's why can people do whatever have to they vote.
Want to. Yeah, you got to go vote.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got for us?
Well, you know, I have Atlanta Business Matters is an effort of mine, and we'll be doing more with that. Also, more girls in STEM. I'm looking forward to continue working with the young ladies.
Now, how do young girls get signed up for that? Because by the time you came in announcement, you are already closed
well,
the list.
Well, what we had to do is because, you know, you have to have a limited amount.
Right.
We tried to target around 100 girls, and we went through the Atlanta School Board to identify the schools and the girls. And so we're going to try to work this year with the girls that we started with before we open it up.
Oh, okay. So you're going to keep this cohort and keep pushing them through different. Talk a little bit about what is that all about?
Well, we started with the Johnson Research and Development Lab, and they learned about robotics and
Legos.
And that's
Brother Johnson who created the Super Soaker and made a ton of money off of it. And everything.
So they learned the engineering and that kind of thing through that and the teams that they can compete in, as well as esports. But I also want to expose them to other areas of STEM. So we're looking at taking them to another event that's being held. They want me to bring the girls where they can expose them to STEM.
People
have reached out and said, hey, I do drone technology. We'd like to expose the girls to that. So we're going to be on the road this year.
All right. Very good. Anything else you got coming up?
Oh, well, I got that. I'm also going to be doing public policy. I'm going to call it a public policy think tank, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I want to do meetings a little different than we normally do them, where we can actually come out with some deliverables, put them in a report, because as council president, as you said, you know, I'm not a council member, but I can deliver to the council and the mayor thoughts from the public, thoughts from myself on how we can move forward.
Well, make sure you get it. If you do a think tank, make sure they at least know how to think or the thing gonna tank now.
No, it won't tank. But it's not of a think tank.
I think
it would be more like a focus group.
Yeah, there you go.
Where you have there's plenty of people with plenty of ideas.
Oh, absolutely.
But then you need to know how
incredible
much do you like
ideas.
Those ideas.
Yeah, incredible ideas. I just did one on education. We gotta do the follow up this before this month is out really.
Will be doing many conversations with the council president, getting around the city, meeting you at different coffee shops, wherever we go. But I also will be doing some virtual town hall meetings.
You ain't too holy. Would you come to the saloon now, the drinking establishment with chicken wings, talk to us?
Okay. As long as I get you while you eat the chicken wings and before you start
you're
drinking.
You're getting me about 4 drinks in, the conversation would be a whole lot different. Tell everybody how they can reach your office.
I am as reachable as I can be. Great. So, first of all, social media is a good way. I'm on Facebook. That's my primary place that I communicate with people. Felicia Moore, Atlanta City Council President, is the page. And you can always send me messages. I don't always get to them quickly, but you can try. And then I'm on Instagram and Twitter, but you can call my office, and my staff will respond, 404-330-6052.
Give that number really slow.
404-330-6052.
All right.
I can be reached by email at fmoore@atlantaga.gov.
right.
And any of those ways, we respond to emails, we respond to calls. One thing I tell my staff, and they know that I want us to be responsive. Whether I can help you or not, or
certainly
answer your question, but you will get a response unless it gets lost in the city's email or something.
All right. Now, TJ, give them your personal cell numbers in case they can't reach Felicia.
Don't be fooled.
I told them, give them your personal cell numbers in case they can't, so they be able to, can't reach the council president. Felicia, thank you for stopping by. Anything else we need to know? We've got a couple of minutes
that,
left.
You know, we have the city's website.
Right.
You can always watch your city council members and committee meetings, even if you don't aren't able to attend. We live stream them on the city council web part of our website. So go to atlantaga.gov. All the resources of your city are there. Just have to take advantage of it.
Atlanta does a great job at its web, you know, website and everything. Hold on, we got to call.
Okay, I'm
see if we
calls.
Get your call in. Let's see if we can get Leroy in here real quick. Leroy, you got a question for Council President Moore.
I did. How you doing, Council President Moore?
What's you got perfect attendance. You don't miss Felicia, do you?
Hey, that's my girl.
There you go. All right. What's your question?
She about to see this business, and she ain't playing around.
Mm-hmm.
With them other folks down there. But my question is, did you have any information on how the Darden's situation has progressed?
They came to the council meeting yesterday. They had a protest, I think, around the mid-December.
Certainly. We covered
and
that
I
live.
Think that they were supposed to be, the administration was supposed to be getting back to them. But based on the comments I heard them make, they are still waiting on a response from the administration, so it has not been resolved at this point.
Yeah, and we're hoping that they do. I think this is where, again, the mayor can step up and use some of her leadership to say, look, we will take these people out of this eminent domain, and you know, we'll say to them now, if your house floods, you're on your own now. But we could take them out of, we can take them out of. Because that's the issue. Now, if the city engineer is saying it is going to flood, they're saying, look here, we'll assume that liability. If they sign a waiver of liability, then get them people back their home. Same thing with Tanya Washington and others over in that area. Because the fact of the matter is that area has gentrified at a rate. As Ms. Washington say, if she sold her home for what the city has offered her, the city has basically taken her name off the deed and say they own the property.
Well,
she's paying a mortgage.
That is the current status.
She's paying a mortgage and don't even have a house, essentially. And so I think that is an issue that can be resolved with the mayor just exercising a little bit of leadership and saying, look here, y'all want your house, we'll get your property back. But don't if it flood, don't call us.
Can't be too much of a flood plain with it being gentrified.
Brother, look, the lady across say the house across. I tell you because I don't live that far from there. House across from Tanya Washington sold for $635,000, and they want to offer her something like $250,000, whatever it is.
Yeah, that definitely don't sound like
no,
a
good deal. That's not a very good deal. That's not a good deal. Thank you, Leroy. Thank you, Madam President. We appreciate
welcome.
You.
I will see you again.
All right. We always, the doors swing open. As the old folks say, the doors swing open on welcome hinges. I got a couple of your colleagues that they scared them to come down here. I've been talking to Amir Faroki, a couple of others going to come down here. Because I do want them to come talk about their vision for their
and
districts and, their,
and
other. All right, look here. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls. Fire up the phone lines, 404-892-2703. We shall return. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.